Seniors these days face a number of challenging financial issues, from healthcare to housing and more. Hi, I'm Rob West. Rising healthcare premiums, property taxes, and insurance, along with shrinking Social Security COLAs, may limit the things seniors would like to do in their golden years. Harlan Akala joins us today with a way to increase their options. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's great to have our friend Harlan Akala back on the program. Harlan is with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. He's also our go-to guy for information on reverse mortgages. In fact, he's written the book on the subject titled Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, The Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement. Harlan, great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Rob. Great to be here.
Let me mention, folks, Harlan will stick around for at least a portion of our broadcast today, specifically to answer your questions related to reverse mortgages. If this is something you've wondered, whether it perhaps might be a financial planning tool that fits in your situation, you'd like to know more about it. Our phone lines are open. We will be taking those calls for Harlan today at 800-525-7000, and you can call right now. Let me also say right at the top, you know, you'll hear me talk a lot on this program about the value of minimizing or avoiding the use of debt. God's word provides all kinds of warnings in scripture about debt used in a way that can cause harm if we're not careful about it. And yet, what I would say is that if that's your conviction to be out of debt, great, go for it. Don't look back. I will say that I think this opportunity on a reverse mortgage, specifically debt, which in the case of a reverse mortgage, does not encumber the person beyond just the asset that's being pledged, the collateral of the home, is a missed planning opportunity in so many cases. And I think that's why, because they've gotten a bad rap over the years, we're focused on educating God's people about perhaps how this planning tool could be used in your life. And I know, Harlan, today you have some really interesting information about reverse mortgages that perhaps nobody's thought of. Now, we're going to get into that in a moment, but I'd love for you to start by speaking to that PR problem, if you will. Why have reverse mortgages gotten a bad rap?
Well, as you mentioned, Rob, in my book that I wrote, I devoted a whole chapter to that, and it's called Drugs, Sex, and Reverse Mortgages, which is kind of a weird chapter to talk about on a Christian radio show. But the reason that I brought that up is drugs is something that, of course, can kill people, and overdoses are terrible, and yet there's some drugs that can save people's lives. And, of course, we know that sex can be good or evil. And reverse mortgages, before they were federally regulated and even some time after, were not used correctly. And so they did get a bad name, and the whole thing was kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater and forget about them and not use them because they had been used incorrectly. And unfortunately, many of the things that are good about them can be used. But the beginning reverse mortgages were you lost your house and you gave up ownership of your house. That is not at all what Movement does. We simply have a mortgage, and a portion of the amount of money that is available in the house is used, and the homeowner still owns the entire house and can pass it on to the children and so on. As you mentioned, that this is a debt that is limited to the equity in the house with no payments. And the other thing that probably was the worst thing that happened is we've had this a topic before about widows. And unfortunately, there are some reverse mortgages that were done by husbands that simply made mistakes or did things completely wrong and took their wives off from title. And then when they passed away, the widows ended up getting kicked out of the house, which was a horrible situation. There's laws now that are passed that doesn't allow for that. But those are the two main reasons where people think they lose their home and that the widows, the wives, will get kicked out after the husband passes. That causes many Christians or many people, period, just to steer away from them when they don't really understand the things that have been done to fix those problems.
Yeah. Harlan, just about 45 seconds until our first break. But this idea that in this season of life, we can have an opportunity to eliminate a mortgage payment if there is still one, have that go away, or provide an income stream for life can be a game changer for someone in this season, right?
We've seen it change a lot of people's lives, and just like it helps to have an extra IRA or it helps to have an extra inheritance or some money from some other sources, a lot of people don't realize that there's kind of a stack of cash sitting in their living room that they never realized was there. And
that's exactly what we try
to help people understand.
More with Harlan just around the corner. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. If you're in North America today, you may soon be able to see a total solar eclipse. The phenomenon happens about every 18 months, but it occurs in any one area only once every 330 years. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for most. When the sun and moon align today, remember, the Lord created and controls these great lights. Genesis 1:16. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. And here's the good news. The Creator is also the one who governs this and everything in all creation. He aligned this total solar eclipse, and this same God directs our every step. Get more daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
My wife and I stumbled on the AFR channel on Roku last night, and I was amazed. Not only did it give us access to American Family Radio talk programming or 24-hour AFR music, but the access was instantaneous. And AFR on Roku gives us access to AFR podcasts with archives of our favorite talk shows and special programs. We listened to the Don Wildman Memorial Show, which my wife had missed on the radio. The AFR channel on Roku. Install it free today.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Faith and finance, yeah, that's right. And in that order, our faith as believers in Jesus Christ informs our financial decisions. You remember Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So our heart follows our money. We want to be wise and faithful stewards of what God has entrusted to us. And we do that dealing with the issues that you wrestle with every day, looking at those through the lens of Scripture. Today, we're talking about specifically how you navigate rising costs during those golden years, during that season of life where perhaps you're transitioning into a different type of work and service to the Lord. You're thinking about balancing your budget in light of rising expenses, and perhaps you haven't saved quite as much as you wish you would have during this season of life. And we're talking about one of these planning tools that's often overlooked, even criticized. says that perhaps you ought to take another look at, and that is a reverse mortgage. With me today, our reverse mortgage specialist from Movement Mortgage, his name is Harlan Akelin. He'll be taking your questions during this portion of the broadcast, specifically on reverse mortgages. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you can call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Call right now. Harlan, you use the analogy of a Swiss Army knife for describing these reverse mortgages. Why does that analogy work so well?
Well, it's very easy to categorize a reverse mortgage, and it has been for years, as a loan of last resort. When everything else has failed and all the money is gone and the cupboard is bare and the brokerage account is empty, then maybe it's a good idea to take a look at a reverse mortgage as a last-ditch effort. And the research that's been done from a that all the universities have done and the think tanks in taking a look at this from the financial planning world shows clearly that if it's something that's put in as part of planning, it might be used to save taxes. It might be used to increase giving. It might be used to help children. There are so many things that you can use that money for that is in your house, but most people just think it's a place to store equity. And if you have a $500,000 house and you have it paid off, you stored $500,000 in one asset and you can't do anything else with it other than live in it, of course. If you look at it from a Swiss Army knife perspective, you can still live in it. You can use some of that money for gifting. You can use some of that money for helping others, including your children, and passing on to the next generation with a legacy while you're alive, a living legacy. You could use it to take care of expenses that you couldn't otherwise take care of, like very expensive long-term care things or repairs on the house, things that you don't really have budgeted for in other places. Many wealthy people use it for saving money in taxes. So it really can affect everyone, just like Social Security. You don't know exactly what you're going to use it for, but you get that check every month and you decide what you can do with it, just like the money in your IRA or savings account. So really limiting that and saying, well, it's just equity in the house, that's all it can do with it, is a mistake that a lot of people make, because we program people to just pay off their house and leave the money there when there are some other options of what you can do with that.
You know, to your point, I know you've worked with some folks who've decided to start taking a monthly income from the reverse mortgage or perhaps a line of credit in order to allow their retirement assets or even their Social Security to continue to grow. And perhaps that's, again, just one of those planning tools, right?
Well, it's been proven over and over that if you take money from your house instead of taking money early from Social Security or taking money from your investments account when they're down or even when they're really going up, you kind of kill the goose that laid the golden egg in the areas of other investments. So if you pull money from the house, it is true that you have less equity, but if you lose a dollar in your right pocket and you gain a dollar and a quarter in your left pocket, well, you're ahead of the game. And that's why really it needs to be part of, you've mentioned a couple of times already this morning, of this is a planning opportunity. And yeah, the key thing is that even though there's millions of dollars, for most people, hundreds of thousands as individual households sitting in their house, it is one of the least planned assets of anything that people own. And when we talk about financial planning and the wisdom of properly using all of our assets, it should be included as to what do we do with that wonderful asset that we have that we didn't even realize was going to be, most people have no idea that, oh my goodness, I bought this house for $100,000 and now it's worth $400,000 or $500,000. But what do you do with that other than realize that it's an asset, or a list on your assets?
Yeah. And of course, it comes out without you having to pay any tax on it, which is not the case with that IRA and even Social Security, depending on how much taxable income you have. We're going to head to the phones here in just a moment. We're taking your questions in this portion of the broadcast specifically on reverse mortgages for Harlan today, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Harlan, one of the most interesting examples you have of this is that a reverse mortgage can actually help keep your Medicare premiums low. Talk about how that works.
Well, anybody that has a payment that is in retirement, which is about 40% of the population, which is much higher than it was 20, 30 years ago, has to pull money out of somewhere, usually an IRA, which is taxable, to make those mortgage payments if they're not still working, or they have to continue to work to make more money, which affects provisional income, and then eventually causes more Social Security tax, which often the Social Security ends up getting taxed because of that. But what most people don't realize is there's a calculation made that has to do with Medicare, and your premium is based on your income from the previous year. And there's a calculation made, and if you had too much income of money pulled out of an IRA or working extra hours, and you will end up paying a higher Medicare premium, sometimes hundreds of dollars more, and you don't feel wealthier because you just pulled money out to make a house payment. And that is a mistake that a lot of people make, that you don't have to continue to make a payment after you reach 62 if you have enough equity in your home. The same thing applies if you have your whole house completely paid off. If you're one of those folks that about 60% that have your house completely paid off, you can pull money from your house to live, which is not taxable, as you already mentioned. And because of that, that does not affect your income that deals with provisional income and Social Security and the Medicare premium. So you kind of win several different ways, not paying taxes and reducing Medicare premiums in many cases and wiping out the taxes that you'd otherwise pay on your Social Security.
Yeah, really helpful. We're going to head to our next break here in just a moment, but I want you to explain again this idea of non-recourse debt, because a lot of folks are concerned, okay, if I do this, Harlan, you know, potentially what happens if I end up owing more than the house is worth, and where is that going to come from, and are they going to make me leave, that kind of thing. How does that work?
Well, the most important thing that people have to realize is many people have said, Harlan, how do you get around the verse, the borrower is the servant to the lender? And we're always a servant, whether it's credit card debt or whether it is mortgage debt or, of course, a car loan or anything else. There's a certain amount of servitude. The servitude is dramatically different with a reverse mortgage. There is no monthly payment. There is no requirement to ever make a payment. And if you live a really long time and a lot of interest accrues on the note and the values of houses go down, the client or their children are never required to make that payment back. It is only paid for by the house. And if the house doesn't have enough money, Federal Housing Administration has a mortgage insurance program that pays for all of that. So it's impossible to owe more than what the house is worth, which is an amazing guarantee.
It's a key distinction. All right, back with more just around the corner with Harlan. Stay with us.
What does the American Family Association stand for? AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children. These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Transgenderism, critical race theory, and evolution. Is your child or grandchild ready to face these and other issues on campus? Hi, I'm Kirby Anderson with Probe Ministries and Point of View. You know, many Christians leave the church after they graduate, but they don't have to graduate from God. That's why we have the Mind Games Camp this year, June 16 to 22nd, a week of presentations, role play, as well as fun at camp. Sign up today at probe.org and help them meet these challenges to their faith.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
Here in the Foundation, we help families just like yours to shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Riley has served as the director of the AFA Foundation for over a decade.
Give us a call today at 800-326-4543. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The AFA Foundation, the Financial Stewardship Division of the American Family Association.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Harlan Ackley here today with Movement Mortgage. We're talking reverse mortgages today, how these could be a overlooked planning tool for you, and specifically during that season of life where perhaps you're ill-prepared for rising expenses during your senior years. Maybe you're unable to do certain things you really would like to be able to do. A reverse mortgage may be that opportunity for you. We're taking your questions today on this topic during this portion of the broadcast, 800-525-7000. In just a moment, we'll talk to Harlan about how this could help with long-term care in particular, but let's head to the phones. David's in Indiana. David, what's your question for Harlan?
Hello, Harlan. I'm 74 years old. I live on $899 a month. That's all I get from Social Security. I've got about $70,000 in savings. And thank you for alleviating some of the fears that I had about a reverse mortgage. What are some of the reasons I should and should not do something, being in the situation I'm in? Own the house, 74, single.
Yeah, and what kind of equity do you have in the home, David?
I own it outright. As far as how much it's worth, it's probably worth about $100, $120.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Harlan?
Yeah, so we give loans up to a maximum of 60%, 60 to 70%, but you have to be 90 to get the maximum. So you'd be eligible for something in the range of 50%. So if your house is worth $120,000, you'd be eligible for about $60,000 in a line of credit. It would not be wise to take that out in a lump sum because you don't need that in one month or 1 year. But you'd set up a line of credit that is guaranteed to grow by right now about 7%. And then so it goes up by somewhere around another $3,000 or so a year. And so that's a perfect example of how you would use part of it as you need it. If you needed a roof fix, if you needed to do repairs in your car, whatever, because it's very difficult, obviously, to be limited to that $900 a month that comes from Social Security, and especially with all the costs going up. So as you would get unscheduled surprises, we're just giving you an additional savings account that's almost as big as your other $70,000 so that you have something else to fall back on and leave that that money available so that when you have surprises, you're not distressed. So you can also get a monthly income, but it's usually better to take a line of credit because you don't know how much. One month you might need nothing, and the next month you might need $5,000 to fix a roof or something on that order. So that's a perfect example of you've just got another savings account that can be activated that is sitting in your house. And if you don't use it, there's no penalty. The amount just keeps going up, and it's more that's available. And at the end, whoever your house goes to, we just subtract off the amount that you've used and the interest that's accrued, and the rest of it goes to your heirs or whoever you pass the house down to as far as your heirs are concerned.
Yeah, David, is that helpful?
Yeah, that's fantastic. And what are the fees involved in getting a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, Harlan, the fees?
The fees average about 3% of your home value because 2% has to go to FHA. A lot of people say, wow, that's really expensive on a house like yours that's a little over $2,000. But you don't write a check for that. That comes out of equity that is paid at the end. And that is something that is the only reason why movement's involved in it. If somebody has to guarantee this, that no matter what happens, you can never go upside down. And even if the economy collapses or the house value goes down or you live to be 100 and some years old, no matter what, that money is always available to you. And the only one that can really guarantee that is the federal government, because they're the only ones that can, of course, print money and guarantee what they guarantee. So that's a scenario that the costs are higher than a regular mortgage or a line of credit, but like anything, you get what you pay for, and it only comes out of equity. It's never a check that you would write. You have more than enough equity in your home that would take care of all of the costs. So that's something that is there, and it's not paid until a year after you passed away.
David, we appreciate your call today, sir. Any other questions before we let you go?
Yeah, how do I get a hold of you for more information, because I don't want to take your time up on the air?
Yeah, no, that's great. Just head to movement.com/faith. That's movement.com/faith, and you can key your information in there, and somebody will be in touch with you. God bless you, sir. We appreciate your call today. Quickly to North Carolina, Jo Ellen, go right ahead.
Hey, this is Jo Ellen, and I wanted to ask Harlan, I have an elderly couple that I'm helping take care of. Their daughter has passed away, and I'm basically power of attorney for them. They have a reverse mortgage, and I want to know what to do when the time comes that they do pass away. What do I need to do to contact y'all to get the movement going of I don't know how much they owe. I don't know anything about their information, other than they have a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, great. Harlan?
Joel, thanks so much for calling in on this, because this is such an important issue. Many people don't like reverse mortgages because of the confusion at the end. It helped the people while they were alive, and then at the end it's a mess because there's confusion and nobody knows who to contact. I'll make sure that you get a copy of a book that one of my coworkers wrote specifically about this. But hang on to our information, movement.com faith, and let us know, even if it's not our loan, we will help you through the process at the end. You've got more than enough time. You get up to a year to sell the house after both people would pass away. And then it's just an orderly process of putting the house up for sale, and we give you a payoff amount. They would get a statement every month. So in their mail, they're getting some information. If they're not, call us right away put some information there in the movement.com faith, because we will help you with that right now so you understand that. But it's very important to understand that it's like paying off any other mortgage. But there's no payment that has to be made during the process. And if it's upside down, nothing is owed, and there's some special things that you have to do then. But at the end, it should be done very well. But if power of attorneys and all of the trust information is not properly done while they're alive, there can be problems. So yeah, Wonderful that you're looking into it now.
Jo Ellen, thanks for your call. Stay on the line. We'll get your information and get that book out to you. We'll be right back with Harlan just after this message. Stay with us. 19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's giveshoestoday.org.
We're going to talk about the further issue, our response, who's behind this.
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
Talk is cheap.
Honest. Insightful.
Doing nothing is creating chaos in the world. Danger for America.
Sandy Rios informs listeners from a Christian worldview.
It's time to act in the polls, because I have to tell you, most of them are just doing nothing.
Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Harlan Akala. He wrote the book on reverse mortgages. It's called Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement. He's with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. You can learn more at movement.com/faith. We've been talking about how this can be an effective planning tool, a reverse mortgage, in the season of life where often you're ill-prepared to cover the rising costs that take place. And we do have room for a few more questions today while Harlan is with us, specifically on reverse mortgages, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. But first, Harlan, talk about a reverse mortgage in relation to long-term care, which is obviously potentially a major expense in this season of life.
Yeah, it's a big concern to us because we know that housing costs are the highest they've ever been for retirees. There was an article that came out a few weeks ago that pegged it at about 30% of the average person's income is going to housing in retirement. Yeah. And that doesn't leave a lot for medical care, just even normal medical care. But the thing that can blow up any retirement plan is long-term care. Most people don't realize that it is often $10,000 a month in most areas for things like memory care. It's phenomenally expensive and can just wipe out anybody's situation. Some people feel, well, I'll just, Medicare will take care of that, which it won't. Medicaid takes care of some things, but that is only when you're broke and you have nothing else and you can qualify for Medicaid. And only 5% of people have insurance that covers long-term care. So that leaves 95% that are quite frankly wide open to the possibility of something going wrong. And so really, I think the biggest thing that people have to be concerned about is this is a bigger, there's a bigger chance of a long-term care scenario happening than there is of a car accident or your house burning down. Yet most people keep their cars and their homes insured. In our family, it was 100%. My dad had a stroke and my mom had Alzheimer's. So we had 100% long-term care issues that fortunately we were able to plan for with the home and the reverse mortgage. So I think that when you cannot afford, we encourage people to get long-term care insurance when they're working together with an advisor, but if they can't afford it or it's something that just they can't qualify for, often the equity in the house is something that can be planned for and put into place long before it happens. It's just good to plan ahead and have that in place. My mom and dad never thought they'd need any money from the reverse mortgage. And yeah. When dad had his stroke, that changed immediately. And I've lived that personally. And it's a huge, as difficult as that was emotionally, at least from a monetary situation, we had things in place.
Yeah.
Well, that's really helpful and obviously very personal to you. Harlan, we mentioned rising property taxes and insurance, and in some places like Florida and California, these are going through the roof. And this puts immense pressure on folks to then sell and move to less expensive areas. So could a reverse mortgage actually keep you in your house?
Well, yes, it can help two ways. What a lot of people don't realize is that you can buy a house with a reverse mortgage. And so I was just talking to some folks that are moving out of California just last week. And they're using some of the money that they have, but they don't have much for investments. And so what they're going to do is they're going to sell their house there, buy a house with a reverse mortgage so they can get like a $400,000 house for only putting down about $250,000 at their age. And so they're going to have about $500,000 left for investments that they've never had before. So that is a very significant thing as people are moving to other areas. But many people, because of their church, because of their children, they want to stay right where they're at, and they don't want to move. And so from an aging in place perspective, we've helped people that have houses that are worth $300,000, $500,000, even $1 million last month, to pull money out to pay the taxes, to pay the insurance, so they can afford to stay where they really want to, so they can be by their grandchildren, so they can be in a position where they don't have to worry about moving, and they can be able to have the same circle of friends, their same neighbors, and, of course, their family close by.
Yeah, really helpful. Lines are open today with your questions on reverse mortgages, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Nello in Texas. Go right ahead.
Yes, thanks so much for taking my call. I didn't get everything that was being said earlier. I heard something about a portion of your mortgage winds up going into, I guess, an account or something that earns interest that you can withdraw from because my situation is that I would like to be able to, you know, maintain, let's say, my mortgage, and I'm only want to pull like 3% a month out of it. I'm sorry, 3% a year. And so could I actually offset that by saying, okay, my house is going to appreciate 3%. I'm earning 7% on the money that's set aside for this reverse mortgage, or am I going the wrong way with this?
Yeah. Harlan?
Well, no, it's kind of close. What happens is, let's say that you get a $200,000 line of credit that's available from your house and you don't need the money today. We will give you an increase of that based on the current interest rate, which is around 7%, which is $14,000 a year. So if you pulled out $14,000, your house might be worth $500,000. But if you pulled out $14,000 a year, you'd always have a $200,000 line of credit. So we don't really pay you interest. We just give you an increase of more borrowing power that's available to you, which then allows you to earn interest in other areas. So it's kind of a two-part scenario. If you don't pull money out of your other investments, those other investments are going to continue to grow. And if you don't have to make payments on your mortgage, then that is completely all cash flow that is tax-free. So it changes the whole economy of how you're dealing with your cash flow in retirement.
Nello, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I guess I'm looking at it as saying, you know, if I take maybe 3% a year, a year out of that, let's say I could get $300,000 for the reverse mortgage, that my house will appreciate it at the same rate, which means I pretty much break even if I had to pay it back.
You know, you hit on a very important thing. Since I've done my reverse mortgage 2 years ago, even though I haven't made any mortgage payments for 2 years and interest has accrued on the balance that I had, I have more income, or I have more equity today than I did when I started my reverse mortgage, because my house went up faster than what I lost, so to speak, in interest. That's not guaranteed, because we don't know houses are always going to go up in value, but that's usually what has happened in the last 20 years that I've been doing this, that people end up with more equity at the end than what they had way back in the beginning. So you brought up an extremely important point, that you're really only taking the cream off the top. All of the milk and the principal is still there.
Very good. Nello, stay on the line. We'll get your information and send you a copy of Harlan's book, Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement. Thanks for raising that really important question that has allowed Harlan to shed some additional light on this topic. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Harlan will stay with us during our final segment. We'll also be taking your questions not only on reverse mortgages, but any financial topic. If you've got a financial question today unrelated to reverse mortgages, I'll tackle those as well. That's coming up in our final segment. The number to call, 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
When we talk about politics, we tend to, as Christians, kind of set aside our faith and say, well, in the political arena, I identify more as a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative versus a liberal. The biblical worldview genuinely is the foundation and the basis for everything that we do, including our involvement in and analyzing civil government.
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
To sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. I'm host David Wheaton, inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, as we discuss all matters of life and faith from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on American Family Radio.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Harlan Akala of Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. We're talking about reverse mortgages today. And as I said at the start of the program, you know, a lot of folks want to pay off their home by retirement, get out of debt completely and stay there. And I would say, absolutely. That's a great opportunity, especially if that's a conviction to be debt-free. I will say, though, that a reverse mortgage is a planning tool that has gotten a bad rap over the years, can be a part of your tools in your toolbox as you think about this season of life. And today we're trying to shed light on a few of those opportunities, so perhaps you might consider it differently than you had in the past. Let's head back to the phones today. And, we just lost a caller that was on topic. So, Harlan, let me ask you one more follow-up question, and then we'll take some calls on other topics today. And that is specifically, you know, we've been talking about ways that seniors have been getting squeezed financially these days, but that's not everybody. Some folks may, in fact, be comfortable, but still unable to do some of the things they'd like to do but can't afford. And I know that's where perhaps the reverse mortgages, that Swiss Army knife, can come into play. What are some of those examples?
Well, yes. I think one of the biggest things I was reading this morning in my devotional, and First Chronicles 29 popped up, which was really appropriate for what we're talking about this morning. And when David was putting together the money for the temple and all the things that they were getting together and handing things over to Solomon, he said, these things did not really come from me and my people. Everything comes from you. We've given you back what you gave us. Lord our God, we have gathered all this to build your temple for worship to you, but everything has come from you. Everything belongs to you. This is a stewardship issue that I've looked at very seriously personally. my giving has increased since I've done a reverse mortgage. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. It's just a math scenario. If I'm not making a mortgage payment and have additional income, then certainly I would be convicted to give more and be more generous. And I think that a lot of people, when they look at this just as a loan of last resort, as the only blade of the knife, when they start looking at it of, wait, there's some other things. Like, for example, Casey, would my boss and our CEO would never brag about this. But Casey, I joke, does not believe in tithing. He gives away 50%, not 10%, and has since the inception of the business that 50% of the profits in our company are given to mostly Christian causes. And so it's something that we have to take a look at. Well, just a minute, how about if I use this money to not just be giving from a Christian perspective, but even a legacy to our children? I've been able to help our children to make sure that they have our adult children to make sure that they'll have homes and to help them with through some difficult times in their lives where some changes happen for them. And there's also a way that you can just simply maybe quit a job that you don't like so you can go take a job that is something that really is more fulfilling and accomplishes more in line with his kingdom so that you're not doing something that you don't like in retirement or not working at all so you can do more volunteering. There's any number of things that if we look at our bank account, we look at how much we have in our IRA and our stocks and bonds and our savings account, but often we don't look at, well, just a second, how should I be a proper steward of the money that's inside of my home? And if we leave it all there, there's nothing we can do with it. We can just give it to our kids when we pass away, which they might use it well, and they might not. And so I like to use the warm hand instead of the cold hand and compound in God's kingdom rather than holding all that money in my house and giving it away 20, 30 years from now in normal life expectancy when I would pass away. And I think that's really the important thing that we have to be aware of is that anything that we've been given, anything that God has given us, how should we properly use it and how can I be the best steward? And I ask myself that every day.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for that, Harlan. Let's go back to the phones. Richard is in Alabama. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, my question is, my house is paid for. I'm debt-free. Don't owe nobody anything. Can you do a reverse mortgage without having to spend the money and just reinvest it and draw a greater interest off of it through other investments? Hmm. And how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you my take on that. And then, Harlan, if you have anything else to add. I mean, I would be hesitant on that, Richard, simply because here's what you'd be doing. So let's say you're borrowing that at prevailing rates around, 7% or so. So now you're paying interest on that money. Then you're turning around and investing it. And you'd have to achieve at least 7%, to offset that. And then that would be taxable, those gains that you would have in those investments. So I think, if that's the reason you're doing it, I'd rather you just hang on to that equity. If, though, it's one of these other reasons, because you've got a guaranteed increase, for instance, in, your Social Security, because you're waiting to take that, or you've got money in a tax-deferred account that's continuing to be invested, and therefore, by getting rid of that mortgage payment, you're able to delay that withdrawal that would be taxable from your IRA because your mortgage payment just went away. But specifically to draw the income and turn around and invest it in a taxable account, I don't know that I'd be on board with that. Any other thoughts, though, on that, Harlan?
Yeah, that's very true. We never encourage people to borrow to invest, whether it's a forward mortgage, a reverse mortgage, a line of credit, or any debt instrument. That's not what a reverse mortgage is about. It's about cash flow. While you could do that, if you had something that was a fantastic return, that money is available to do whatever you want with it. And if it's something that you can help your son with a business that he's going to make a lot more money and be able to pay you back or something like that, that's fine. But what the issue is that you need to do this as part of an overall plan. And if you're taking money out of the house, you do not have to take money out of other taxable places, and you can avoid taxes or decrease taxes with Roth conversions, then you should use the reverse mortgage to do that so that you've got cash coming from that other bucket instead of trying to get all the money out of your investment bucket. So that is, and you just have to consider, well, I'm going to give up this much equity in trade to be able to get this much over there on the other side of the equation. For example, I have a reverse mortgage and I don't make payments because I have other investments that are doing more and I have other giving that is doing more in other places. So I purposely do not make payments on my reverse mortgage, but I could if circumstances changed.
Yeah, very good. Richard, thank you for your call, sir. I hope that helps. Let's go to Wisconsin. Al, I understand you have a topic, a question on a different topic. Go right ahead. Al, are you with us there in Wisconsin? Go ahead, sir.
I am.
Great. How can I help?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. My wife and I and son, we literally built our own house. When I say built it, we did the foundation, the framing, the windows, doors, everything, all of the mechanicals. So I'm wondering, when I go to calculate cost basis for selling, am I allowed to put in any kind of dollar amount for the labor since, you know, it was our own labor and we didn't pay ourselves? So how might that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. Now, unfortunately, you cannot add your own labor to the cost basis of your home. Now, if somebody else does the labor and you pay that person, and I understand it might sound like, well, that doesn't sound fair, but it's just unfortunate the way it works, then you could add that to the cost basis. But if you do it yourself, you cannot. So to figure the basis, you'd simply add up the entire cost of the property, starting with the land, the building materials, the permit fees, anything else. You just can't count anything that would be your own labor and time, and also anything that would be considered a repair. So only improvements to the property, but not your own time and labor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was fearful that would be the answer. Now, we did actually pay a few family members for their time, you know, to coax them here to help with it, but my wife and I did the majority of the work. So we were wondering how that might work out tax-wise.
Yeah, unfortunately, I apologize that that's the case, but we appreciate you being on the program today, sir. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's go to Alabama. Hi, Diana. How can I help?
Oh, thank you. This is Diana.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question about Social Security. I've been on disability since 2009, and I was young to go on disability with a Crohn's disease. But I had already worked 30 years. And as a nurse, and they said that my Social Security would go up when I reached retirement age of 62 at that time. And I'm on disability now, but don't I get more money when I reach 60? I've reached 62 in January.
No, unfortunately, what will happen is when you reach full retirement age, which is either 66 or 67, then they'll automatically convert your benefits over to your retirement benefits based on your work record, which may be higher. But it only happens at full retirement age. So if you have further questions, you could reach out to the Social Security Administration, and they can give you the rundown on your specific work record, though, Diana. Thank you for your call. Let's go quickly to Texas. John, you'll be our final caller here. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I have a question about the how it works on the mortgage part of it. Is that I owe $250,000 on my home, and I've it's worth about $1.4 million. So with that much capital into it, would it be worth doing this?
Yeah, we've got about 30 seconds. Harlan, give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I think the big thing is what you always have to look at is, does it really make sense to continue to make payments when you don't have to? Is there a better place for that money, either in investments, the kingdom, your children, whatever? And I'd love to talk to you about that more in detail, or I have a member of our team just give you options, because that's similar numbers to what I've dealt with personally.
Yeah, very good, John. I think the big idea is there you could, at the very least, just cut off that mortgage payment by paying off the existing loan with a reverse mortgage. But you could also convert that into an income stream back to you if you need it. So all of those would be options that you could consider. So for you and anybody else, just go to movement.com/faith, and the team there can walk you through any of that. It's movement.com/faith. And John, stay on the line. We'll send you a copy of Harlan's book. Well, Harlan, so appreciate your time today, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. Really appreciate the opportunity to help.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Folks, our desire is that you would know God's word. You'd apply his wisdom to your financial life. We try to do that each and every day on this broadcast. Thanks to my team, Jim, Devin, and Robert. Couldn't do it without them. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.